On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
You know what's the scariest part of October? Being vulnerable to cybercriminals. That's why this Cyber Scaries Month, you need Webroot Total Protection. With all-in-one protection for your devices, privacy, and identity, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life. Change your October from cyber scary to cyber secure with 60% off Webroot Total Protection at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.
Senorita, I feel for you. You deal with things that you don't have to.
Que lo que mi gente, bienvenido a Teach Me How To Pero en Español, episodio 14, ojo. Okay, muchachos, now, we only got a couple episodes left in the season, so we're going to try and keep this fun, exciting, and educational. So, ojo, it actually means eye, like the eyes inside your head, ojo. But it also means, like, look, watch out. So, if you ever hear, you know, someone and you're crossing the street, they go, ojo, you know, maybe a car is going by. Maybe a bus is going by. Maybe you need to look left or in or right, whatever. But ojo means look. But it also means the physical ball of eye inside your skull. Okay. All right. Let's get into it. I am your host, Shannon Finley, or Senorita, Senorita Finley, whatever you wish to call me. Just don't call me late for dinner. But that's, all right, no. Usually I don't do jokes, but anyway, let's keep it moving. So, the word of the week, autoque. Autoque. It means hurry up or quickly. Now, what I want you to do after we go over some of these alternative words is look up the country of origin, because a lot of times, especially when I'm teaching my students certain words, they may say, oh, when I went on vacation, I went to Costa Rica, or I went to Pueblo, or I went to, you know, wherever they went, and they'll say, oh, someone taught me this word and it means this, and I'll say that is correct, like that is likely how they say it there. But just like in English, we have words here in the United States that if you go to the United Kingdom or go to Australia and you say that phrase, and it can mean something entirely different, entirely different. So let's just keep in mind that when we're learning new vocabulary words, we also want to know what they might mean somewhere else. So autoque means hurry up quickly. Alternative words, you may have heard this one before, rápido. My favorite, andale. Now, if you are an old head like me and you watch Looney Tunes, you might be familiar with Speedy Gonzalez. Okay, so he was one of the catalysts that got me into wanting to learn Spanish. So he would say, andale, andale, arriba, arriba, right? So he's saying, hurry up, all right? Apúrate. I like that one a lot. It just sounds really aggressive, like apúrate, like hurry yourself up, right? Date prisa. That one's interesting because I learned that one when I was looking for alternative words. It's like saying give yourself a hurriedness, like make it quick. I mean, if you think about it, even in the United States, we have different phrases we want to tell people to hurry up. You know, make it snappy. You know, ASAP. You know, just things that we say in our own language that mean hurry it up, okay? With the utmost quickness. That's my new favorite one in English. And then there's apresúrate. It's almost like saying give yourself pressure. Okay, and then correle. That one's probably my favorite. I usually actually hear it from some of my Mexican friends. So those are your alternative words to say autoque. Okay, we'll go over them again. Rápido, ándale, apúrate, date prisa, apresúrate, and correle. Okay, now if you would also like to click on the link in the lesson, Tell Me in Spanish blog, it'll help you with some of the alternative words, looking up ways to say hurry up, okay? So I would say click that link and learn some ways to say hurry up in Espanol. Now, the verb of the week, venir. It means to come or to arrive. That's the typical meaning of venir. You also have to turn up, to come back, to return, and to up here. Okay, so you're thinking, well, how do I know which one's the way in which it is to be used? Okay, again, there's context, okay? You will understand based on the sentence that the person is using and the situation that they are in with you or that they were describing, okay? So, venir means to come or to arrive. That's the typical standard definition usage of the verb, okay? And then there's to turn up, to come back, to return, or to appear. And the number of the week, because there's only dos más left after this week. Dos, two. There's only two episodes left after today. So I hope you guys are holding the suspense for me. Okay. And then the song of the week. Now, I like the featuring artist in the song, Ozuna. But the artist is Wisin. And the song is called Escápate Conmigo, Escape With Me. You know, it's romantic. It's a ballad. You know, I've been on this ballad kick lately. At the same time, I've been, you know, busting these new jams by Bad Bunny and Becky G and Karol G. I've actually been on a really big Karol G kick lately. But aside from that, I just have this love for Ozuna. So this song, Escápate Conmigo por Wisin, featuring Ozuna, is a nice little love ballad. Okay, I take a listen. See what cognates you can recognize. Okay, what words did you learn from previous lessons? What are some new words you could learn? So let's now go into the actividad and review our frases. So with the word of the week, al toque, this is the frase. Mi prometido siempre me dice al toque cada vez salimos por una cita. Yo repito. Mi prometido siempre me dice al toque cada vez salimos por una cita. My fiance always tells me to hurry up every time we go on a date because I be late. Because I'm a girl. All right. And then frase dos. This is with the verb of the week. A veces lo digo a mi perrito a venir conmigo y creo que también él es bilingüe. Yo repito. A veces lo digo a mi perrito a venir con Vane y creo que también él es bilingüe. Except sometimes I tell my dog to come with the word, with the phrase like come, Vane. Vane's a command, by the way. So when you say Vane from venir, it means for you to come, but it's a command, not like you are coming as in a narration of an action that you're doing. It is something that we're telling you to do. So sometimes I tell my dog to come with Vane to come or come. And I think also he is bilingual. I mean, sometimes I do be thinking he is bilingual. Sometimes I'll yell at him in Spanish and he, maybe it's the tone, maybe it's the facial expressions, or maybe he really is bilingual. But you know, at least he knows what to do when I say Vane. Okay. All right. And then la tercera frase, frase tres, con el número, the number of the week, dos. Dos días más hasta la semana próxima. Because today's Friday, and then in 2 days is the next week. So it's 2 days more until the next week. Now, if you are someone who has traveled to countries in the Caribbean, take note that sometimes the S's just somehow magically disappear. So I remember one time I was in the DR, and I want to say Puerto Rico too, but definitely the DR because I spent the most time there. They would say, dos días más hasta la semana próxima. What? Instead of saying dos días más hasta la semana próxima, it's dos días más hasta la semana próxima. So the S and dos, the S and días, the S and más, the S and hasta just was like deuces. But semana could stay because, you know, you kind of need that first letter to know what you're saying. So, yeah, so you can say dos días más hasta la semana próxima, or you can say dos días más hasta la semana próxima. And yes, you would have to understand that that is Spanish. No different than in English when we say, like, I'm finna go to the store. What is finna? Where does finna come from? Now, I know fixin' comes from fixing to, about to. I'm fixin' to go to the store, okay? Or maybe fixin', like, I'm fixin' you a meal, right? So if you are an ESL learner and you hear words like finna, fixin', show enough, like, just, I'm just thinking of phrases I hear from my Southern cousins frequently, and I'm just like, googly moogly, y'all, English is different. Okay, so we have our verb, number, and our word of the week we just reviewed with our frases. Now it's time for the hee hee ha ha portion of the show, the joke of the week. All right, so bear with me. ¿Cómo se dice nariz en inglés? No sé. So the joke is, how do you say nose in English? That's what ¿cómo se dice nariz en inglés means. And then you say no sé, as in I don't know, but it's a play on the word nose, which is nariz in Spanish, and I don't know, no sé, which is I don't know in Spanish. So nose is spelled in English N-O-S-E, and no sé in Spanish is spelled N-O-S-E with an accent. So it's one of those jokes where you have to like not only be bilingual, but it might be better written, like in a story. So I don't know if it was super funny for you, but I thought it was hilarious. That actually comes from a very cool movie that I watched, I don't even know how long ago, maybe like 8 years ago, called No Instructions Included. And I would say it's like a Mexo-American film because it was made in 2013 and it stars Eugenio Derbez. And the other characters, whose names I cannot remember right now, I don't remember Eugenio, he speaks Spanish in that film with some English. And, you know, just a short premise, a plot summary of the show. He's a man from Mexico, goes to America. He goes with the daughter. The daughter is raised by him, and then she wants to know who her mother is. Even she finds who the mother is, but mother speaks Spanish and English. She's an American, and they're, you know, going over custody over who gets to have the kid. And so in the film, you'll see him speaking mostly Spanish, but then the other characters going back and forth to English or Spanish. Eugenio actually has done other films. Like, I don't know, like, again, how old head you are, but he's done the movie The Valet. That's a newer one. I think that was on Hulu. I saw it this year, so it came out in 2022, but I think that was on Hulu. He also did Under the Same Moon, Baja la Misma Luna. That was the first time I saw him. And that movie, ooh, if you watch Under the Same Moon, have some tissues ready, okay? It is a tear jerker, okay? Drip drop all the eyes. And then he did another movie with that girl who used to be married to Chris Pratt. Anna Faris, that's her name. And the film's called Overboard, okay? So, you know, if you want to check out that film, I kind of went from a joke to a now, like, go watch these movies. But yeah, Eugenio Derbez, I would definitely watch his films. He's easy to understand for the most part. He does speak a little fast. He gets, you know, rápido, okay, apúrate, you know, he quick with his language. So definitely have subtitles if you need them to help. But if you want to watch a most recent film of his, I would recommend The Valet. Came out this year. It's with this skinny blonde chick that was in this other movie. I think it was called Hide and Seek. Okay? So, yeah. Check him out. Check out Ozuna, my bae. And then check out Eugenio, okay, in The Valet. Now, for the link of the week, a popular Spanish language learning website called StudySpanish.com. You can use this site to practice grammar, vocab, you can practice phrases. They have quizzes, they have podcasts, they have a plethora, when I say a plethora of resources, whenever it's time for my students to have a test or a quiz, and they say, Señorita, what am I supposed to study for the test? First of all, I cop an attitude. I'm like, what do you mean what you're supposed to study? I done told you, it's been a whole week. We've been reviewing this information. You don't know the information? Like, you don't know what the information is? Not understanding is not the same as not knowing. So I say, okay, what are we learning? They go over, okay, we're doing this, this, and this. And I'll say, okay, so what is it that you don't understand? And they tell me, or if they can't tell me. And depending on what it is, if they can tell me what they need to work on, I send them to studyspanish.com because I can direct them to a specific location or at least get them to where they need to go to find it themselves. I'm really big on, like, go, you know, go find it. You know, you teach a man to fish, they eat for life, okay? So I'm not going to give you no fish. I'm going to show you how to fish. So studyspanish.com is great for that. And what I also like about Study Spanish is they can give you the answers as far as, like, when you take the quiz and you finish, and let's say you have a 19 out of 20. So yay, you did well, 95%, right? But you can go and see what you did specifically wrong, especially if you're like a level one learner and you're really, really, really trying hard to understand conjugations. Because I'm telling you, and I tell parents this when I have kids that go into Spanish 2 and 3 and they go, oh, my baby was struggling. They didn't understand. I'm like, okay, well, this is what they need to do. They need to master by the end of level one these concepts, because in level two, it's a review. So I'm telling this to anyone who's a beginning level language learner or even in the intermediate. Once you get to Spanish 2, you should be able to understand so much of the basic grammar. But it's to me, it's so much because there's just so many verbs and so much vocab that you need that strong foundation. So if you need help strengthening your foundation, I highly recommend studyspanish.com. Okay, so your tarea. Do not forget, practice the verb of the week, the number, and the word of the week. Find the cognates from the song of the week and use lyrics training to practice listening. Memorize the three phrases. Record yourself saying them. Play back. Listen to yourself saying them. Okay? Use the dictionary wordreference.com to practice understanding new words you're exposed to. So go back and look at the word of the week and the alternative words and see, okay, so who says what where? Okay? Because you don't know. You might end up accidentally cussing somebody out, not meaning to, because you really don't want to do that. And then lastly, review the most common daily words used in Spanish on Babbel. Okay? I hope I gave you as much information as you hope for today. We only have 2 episodes left, and I'm looking forward to seeing how much you guys can learn and engage. Don't forget, you can click the link for the lesson on the page. You can also check out my Facebook page and Instagram and TikTok for some cute videos. My YouTube also has the song of the week for every week. So this week will be 14. So there's 14 videos. So if you want to go back and try and see what songs that you can recognize or identify vocab words or conjugations, I highly recommend you do that. Thank you so much, amigos. Now let's listen to the song of the week, Escápate Conmigo, por Wisin featuring Ozuna.
Será la magia que tienen tus ojos y esos truquitos para enamorar. Tú me seduces a tu antojo y de tu hechizo no puedo escapar. Qué ganas tengo de buscarte y de volverte a besar. Por más que traten de alejarte, baby, hoy conmigo tú te vas.
Yo solo quiero que confíes en mí y seas valiente, bebé.
Escápate conmigo.
Okay, amigos, I hope that you enjoyed the lesson of the week as well as the song of the week. Now, for your tarea, your homework, don't forget, practice the verb, number, and word of the week. Find the cognates from the song of the week and use lyrics training to practice listening. Memorize the three phrases. Record yourself saying them. Play it back. Listen to it, okay? Don't forget, use the dictionary, wordreference.com, to practice understanding the new words you're exposed to. And don't forget to click the link to practice at the bottom of the lesson. Gracias, amigos. I hope you enjoyed this week's lesson. I'll see you next week. Adios, muchachos. Te amo. Los amo.
And that's it.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.